closer.
Happy Thursday, beer geeks.
I know.
We're here
Thursday
for,
already?
It is, man. It's good. I guess that means we've got a beer review for everybody. Yeah. Well, real quick, this is Beer Geek Radio, and I am your host, as always. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And Steven, you really want to tell them real quick what beer we've got, because you picked it, right?
I think I did that. I'm not too sure. I did that. We have Aztec Chipotle IPA.
Yep. Bottle size, what, 22 ounces
it's
looks like?
A
bomber.
It's a 22-ounce. We're sitting at 6.6% by volume.
What's the brewing company?
It's Aztec.
I don't think I've ever
Aztec
had
Aztec
anything
Brewing Company from, Vista, California.
Now, see, with a name like Aztec, I was thinking New Mexico, not Vista.
I was, too. Yeah. I think it's because Vista's in San Diego and the San Diego State Aztecs.
Yeah.
Except for
gotcha.
Vista, the town of the town or city of Vista is nowhere near the college. But, hey, yeah. You never know. Hey, you try.
Yep, handcrafted and bottled in San Diego County, California.
There we go.
So, on the label, there's like a skull, like chili pepper,
it's
too.
It's a chili pepper with a skull in it.
Well, on the pour, obviously, we're looking at it right now in our glasses. It
looks like a typical IPA. It's pretty orange. It has a nice fuzzy head.
Yeah, it's nice, kind of a medium white head. Nice It starts thick and creamy, but it kind of dissipated rather quickly. Stevens didn't. But anyway.
He likes a big head.
Oh, I love head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fairly see-through, typical, would you
say? Yeah, I was just going to say exactly the same. Typical IPA, very well carbonated.
Yeah, I'll say nice carbonation on it. Definitely nice looking IPA. So now for the aroma, gentlemen, let's see what we get.
All right.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, you know what I like about it so far is that it does have a really nice citrusy aroma on it. I think there's Cascade hops in this beer if I read the label correctly.
You did.
The chili pepper is not overwhelming at all.
Not at all.
You
very underwhelming.
In fact, if you didn't know it was a chili beer, you might overlook it completely. Mm-hmm. Knowing you know what to look for, I can get it.
Yeah, I do get it a little bit. Like, you get, like, a sting and kind of a chili aroma, but it's mostly IPA.
Yeah.
And I dig that going into
which is good.
It.
You know, I don't want an overly spiced beer. I mean, it is an IPA, so I would like an IPA with a little, you know, zing to it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, well,
nothing to add, so let's get in this.
Cheers.
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 Definitely a lot more chili on the taste.
You guys are getting a lot of chili.
Oh, hell yeah.
Surprisingly, I am not.
Really?
I'm getting a little bit. It's more IPA-ish to me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that surprises me. Because the very first flavor I got when I took a sip was chili.
Yep, exactly.
Before I'm getting a little more IPA character as it as it sits and lingers.
As it settles, it goes into it, kind of smoothly rides into an IPA.
Like, the chili's completely gone for me now, and now I taste the IPA.
Okay.
The first hitter up front was chili.
Mm-hmm. I rinsed my palate thoroughly again. And at first, when I took another sip, I got chili in the burn kind of a sensation. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as it wafted over, you know, my palate, I got more of the chili and then finished nice IPA. Okay, I feel stupid, but that's fine. You know, it's palate rinsing, I guess.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, I like this.
It was a strong chili flavor, but it wasn't overpowering chili flavor.
No, it wasn't at all. The more sips of it I take, it's a good – the chili is good because, as in the aroma, it's not overwhelming the beer.
Right. Exactly.
I get kind of like notes of the hops and the IPA in there. It's great. It's a good solid IPA. And then I get tinges of chili. It's like it reminds you, hey, I'm there. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, hey, guess what? You're not going to like this beer because there's too much of me. It's not like the relative that won't leave.
But it doesn't build. I know a lot of chili beers I've had in the past, the more you drink, the more the heat kind of builds in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
For me, the heat goes honestly, there's no heat at all. Like, I get the chili flavor, and it doesn't linger at all. It goes away pretty quickly.
I get a tiny, tiny bit of heat. Mm. But what I look for in a chili beer is more chili flavor
and
not chili heat. I'm okay with some heat. I'm all right with heat. If it's just heat and no flavor, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, this isn't too hot. Well, it's not hot
it's
at
not
all.
Hot
it
at
just
all.
Has it has the chili flavor.
But you know what, though? The chili in this goes nice with the hop.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it does.
Hop is still at the forefront.
It does.
The Cascade hops in this beer are still in the forefront, and I do dig that. Because to me, when I have an IPA, not even an IPA, when I have a beer and it has adjuncts in it like coffee or chocolate or chilies, I like the beer to be the prominent character in that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like the secondary flavors to be exactly that, mm-hmm. secondary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a citrusy, like, bomb IPA that you would expect out of a West Coast IPA, but it does have a nice hop presence, and it does have that really nice just tinge of chili. It's nothing overbearing.
This would drink well with carne asada.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, any Southwest cuisine would work beautifully with this beer.
Yeah, and before we get into food pairing, I mean, really quick on the mouthfeel, what do you guys think? I mean,
decent for
an IPA?
Absolutely.
To me, it's pretty typical for an IPA.
Yeah, good.
Especially with the chili in there, it's surprisingly non-acidic and non-intrusive on your palate.
Yeah, it's not harsh on your palate in any way. Yeah. It's got a good, nice, crisp mouthfeel for an IPA. I mean, it's good. I like it. Good mouthfeel, good taste. I mean, the aroma was great too.
Yeah.
I honestly gotta tell you, Steven, I really was worried I was not gonna like this for a couple reasons. I'm not a huge fan of spicy beers.
Yeah.
And second, I didn't know what to expect because I've never had an Aztec beer.
Yeah.
Until right now. Yeah. And those two things put together, I was like, ah man, I hope this isn't a train wreck. Obviously there are a lot of other IPAs I like way more. Of course. But considering what I went into this thinking, it's a good beer.
Yeah. Like if you're looking for an IPA, there's 100 different better ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't just an IPA. It's something, like I said, a little left of center. If you're looking for something just a little different, if you're feeling like if one of those days you're at the supermarket or the liquor store or wherever, you probably can't get this in the supermarket. But if you're at the liquor store and you've gone through one of those times we've both been through where we're just like, I don't know what I'm in the mood for. This possibly could be it.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of other IPAs out there on the market that are adjunct IPAs. Like a citrusy IPA.
Exactly. Right.
Most of the citrus you get is from the hops. That's one of the reasons why I like Hangar 24's Essence. It's an IPA brewed with
that beer's beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's brewed with blood oranges and grapefruits.
I hope they do that one again.
Oh no, they are. And this one's brewed with chipotle. Mm. I mean, I dig that because it's not something you see. Yeah. You get, obviously, there's habanero sculpin, and there's ruination with habanero peppers.
Yeah.
But I've had both of those. They're both great, but they're both very limited cask beers. They're not anything that they bottle.
You can't get them in your local store.
Habanero sculpin.
It's awesome.
I had it recently on my last trip to San Diego. It was phenomenal beer.
It is still my mission in my beer life to try Elevator Ghost Scorpion and Ghost Face Killa, because I have heard that those are the two, those are rated the top two spicy beers in the world, and I love spicy beers.
It sounds like they have at least one has ghost pepper.
They're both brewed with ghost peppers.
Going back to the beer, the one thing I'm noticing the more I'm drinking is the chili's becoming a lot less pronounced the more I drink.
The more I drink it, I'm getting more of the IPA and the less of the chili. I think my palate has adjusted.
Exactly.
And I think it's gotten used to it. And it's accepting it. And it's not so much like a hey, wait a minute, what is that?
Right.
It's, hey, I like that.
Good to see you again. Good to see you again.
Exactly.
this beer,
we're old acquaintances
this
now.
This beer is definitely Sunday barbecue worthy.
And with that being said, before we get out of here, kind of a new part of this, food pairing. What would you guys pair this with? What would you recommend?
Oh, we got into it kind of quickly earlier, but for me, I throw it with like some pork street tacos with like heavy cilantro. I think it'd pair well with that.
Yeah, I think a good like a good chicken taco with some spice, good salsa, like a pico de gallo would be good. What about you, Steve?
Like I said, carne asada would be great.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Definitely. A few others that we would recommend you might try this with would maybe be like a good spicy Thai dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly even Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
A good all-around flavorful spicy dish is going to pair well with this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's your...
You know what? You're right. It'll probably make the chili really pop in this
beer. Yeah, I think so. And that's really... After drinking this beer, I was afraid the chili was going to be too much. But now what it looks like for me is you're going to need a food to bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a really good spicy Indian or even a Thai dish. Oh, dude, like a barbacoa or burrito or a taco with
what
a nice...
What is a barbacoa?
It's shredded beef with like chipotle pepper.
Yeah, it's like adobo marinated.
Yeah, adobo, there you go.
Shredded beef. It's fantastic. They have it at Chipotle.
We'll have to
delicious.
Do that sometime at our place.
Okay. I'm absolutely with that because this would pair very well with a nice Southwest dish like that.
Sounds good.
So you get, even if you get like chili relleno or even like a nice, like enchiladas would go great with this.
Oh yeah.
Chili relleno. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Okay, you hit the nail on the head.
Now I'm getting hungry, man.
Yeah, you know what? let's stop it right where we're at so we can get out of here and get some food maybe.
Well, we've got the rest of this bottle of Aztec Chipotle IPA to finish. Obviously this was a Chipotle IPA, 6.6%. And this has been our Thursday beer review. Thank you, Stephen, for picking this treat.
Ratings.
Real quick. Let's get into a rating. What do you guys think out of 10? What would you guys say?
Out of 10?
Yeah, out of 10 in comparison to other IPAs.
IPA or pepper IPA?
Just IPAs in general.
Okay. I'll give it a solid 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm comparing it to just IPAs, yeah, it's going to come in around 7.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 7.5, 7.75, just because I mean, there's a lot of other IPAs I would prefer over this, but this was a lot better than I expected.
This is still something out there that you guys need to experience. I think you guys definitely need to try it if you can find one.
If you enjoy IPAs and you enjoy peppers, it's definitely worth picking up.
I think I came into this thinking it was going to be another novelty beer. It's actually a solid drinker.
I think we all did.
It holds its own.
Yeah, it does. It's good. So it's been right around 7.5 to 8. Decent beer.
Yeah.
Pick it up if you see it. Like I said, if you like chilies, you like IPAs, as Chris pointed out, pick it up. It's going to be worth your while.
Yeah.
So for the Thursday beer review, this has been Brad, your host.
This is Steven, your co-host. And
stepped on your toes. This is Chris saying, Sancho.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Later.